The Sitka Chamber of Commerce assumed responsibility for visitor marketing following the dissolution of the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau in 2015. And by just about every metric, Visit Sitka has done a remarkable job. Rachel Roy is the director of the Sitka Chamber and oversees Visit Sitka.
There used to be weeks in the summer during the Fine Arts Camp or the music festival that would be sold out, and that's not the case anymore. There are several months within there that there's very little space left for this summer. We heard from our multi-day charter operators and lodges 3 or 4 years ago that they were filled up and sold out, and really encouraged travelers to book ahead, book for next year, book your 25 dates now because they're filling up. And so that demand has really, really been there.
The city of Sitka pays the chamber $300,000 to manage Visit Sitka, which produces a variety of printed guides, maintains a website and visitor center with a full-time staff of 4 and 10 summer employees. That's a lot for $300,000, which is why for the last several years the chamber has asked for and received a $275,000 supplemental appropriation. Assembly members didn't necessarily balk at paying for the services, but they did wonder if the mission of Visit Sitka had creeped from the mission of the old Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, which was intended to support independent travelers. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss wondered if the budget was creeping too.
And I think we've drifted away from the annual contract amount being the baseline, and now we've hit this new baseline of $500,000 without any supplemental asks. And that was never really how I saw this to happen. I saw the supplemental budget as the projects in above that baseline that we had wanted done.
The Sitka Chamber of Commerce is an independent nonprofit organization with other pursuits besides Visit Sitka. With the recent rapid growth in cruise tourism, assembly members have begun to ask whether Sitka's visitor marketing should be restructured and put out to bid. Mayor Eisenbeiss thought the regular supplemental budget requests were pointing in that direction.
I think that just reinforces the assembly's desire to go out to a new RFP, because clearly that amount isn't matching what it costs to do what we've asked for.
An RFP is a request for proposals. Assemblymember Tor Christensen supported issuing an RFP and refocusing Visit Sitka's marketing efforts on independent travelers who pay the bed tax, which constitutes a large portion of the Visit Sitka budget.
To me, that's the natural way to do it, is focus on the people that are paying your bills. If Visit Sitka is going to be dealing with cruise ship people, then we need to move a revenue stream from that group to it.
Chamber Director Rachel Roy reminded the assembly there was significant overlap between independent travelers and cruise passengers.
30% of independent travelers first came on a cruise ship. That's your introduction to Alaska, and so I think that's always been kind of understood.
Assemblymember Tim Pike agreed, once a person is on the ground in Sitka, they're a visitor, regardless of how they got here. He favored a resolution that didn't put people into opposing camps.
The cruise ship people are going to show up and ask questions regardless. We're not going to turn them away and say, sorry, we only work for the airplane travelers. So, I think we're needing to figure out how to manage this particular problem. And where those funds come from is up to us to figure out if we're uncomfortable with the bed tax paying for it.
With the first cruise ship due to arrive in mid-April and the presses rolling on all the maps and guides that will be distributed this season, the Assembly will likely approve the Chamber's supplemental budget request when it officially arrives on a meeting agenda, and possibly then direct staff to develop a new plan for next year. At the end of the day, said Mayor Eisenbeiss, the amount presented from Visit Sitka is the cost of doing business status quo. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.